Hi, you're listening to Bill Selleck Talks. My name is Bill Selleck. This is me talking. You have got yourself a driving home from work rant. I'm buckled up. You buckle up. Let's get into this. So we're jumping right to the theme of today. Creative writing is going to be more important than ever with generative AI, and creative writing is going to be instantly feedbackable. That's a word now, because of generative AI. Let's jump into this. So I've seen variations of this, and I think what's spurring this particular podcast episode, being not in the studio but being on the drive home, is a conversation where someone was like, "Oh, well, with like ChatGPT, like kids don't even have to learn how to write anymore, or need to learn spelling or whatever. They'll just use ChatGPT for it." And I think this is an understandable misconception, but I think this is about as far off the mark as one can be, and here is why. I hope I'm saying that gently enough. If you're saying, and this goes back, I shout out to John Ike. He had this one idea, and it's still one of my favorite go-to examples. He's like, "Wait, so you can just like say words?" And like, when he was learning about generative image, AI generative image generation, "I can just say words and it'll do a thing. I can just say like two dogs like sipping martinis on some like leather couches, and it'll just give me an image of that." And it was like, "Yes, yes, it can." And I printed that out at the hub at our school using the, I'm going to say immersion blender. That's sublimation printer. Those are very different things. Printed that out, shipped it off to John up in Sacramento. John, I hope you're enjoying that shirt. And that was amazing. And that was like a year ago, year and a half ago. And what that one story continues to remind me of is that the more creative our words are, the more creative our writing is, the more descriptive our writing is, the better our generative AI responses are going to be. So this works with text. If you're clear about your audience, about the persona you want Gen AI text to take on, the outcome, clear about the expectations of what you want, if you're adding nuance to it, these are all like really specific skills. When we talk about, you know, like I'm good at using ChatGPT, what do we mean by being a prompt engineer? These are the things. And instead of prompt engineer, maybe it's just like creative writer. That needs to be a better word than creative writing, but like succinct, descriptive, like to the point, like knowing what matters type of writer. So that idea of prompt engineering is actually like the more creative writing you have, the better off. Like you can just whatever say, "Hey, you know, I'm ChatGPT Pro, so I can just say like, give me a cool desktop wallpaper." But if you're more descriptive, you know, like give me an astronaut floating in space. No. Give me a cartoon but photorealistic. Is that even a thing? It's not. See, this is a bad example. A cartoon astronaut floating through space, and in the background have, you know, this, this, and that. The more descriptive you are, the more what's in your head is going to come out in that image. If you're asking for an email, the more specific you can be in specific ways, the better email result you're going to get from generative AI, whether it's text or image based. All right, so I think that makes a pretty strong case for the better you are at adjectives, the better output you're going to get from generative AI. And I think the real power of this is, have you done this? I've done this. This is the mistake. Not a mistake. This is now a mistake. Back then, it was what you do. Like, all right, second graders, this is me teaching second grade. I would just call them by their grade level. All right, second graders, you're going to write a friendly letter. And they would write a friendly letter to a friend or a family member. And what do you do as a teacher, right? You're trying to scaffold them up a little bit. You're trying to get them just a little bit better with their writing. And if you were like me, and like most second grade teachers, or really any teacher, add more adjectives, make it more descriptive. Well, why? And there's never a good answer, because that's what good writing is. Yes and no. Like, I've never written a letter to a friend and embellished with like three extra adjectives. Hey, hope your day is going as swimmingly as a duck on a chocolate fondue fountain. That would be interesting for text generative, not text, or image generative AI. There's a simile, check. Like, people don't talk like that, although maybe now we should. But I found myself being guilty of, like, make it more descriptive because that's what the content standard is. In general, very generally, that's what good writing is. I don't know, but it never rang true. And now, when better adjectives yield better generative AI text or better generative AI images, there's suddenly a reason to have more descriptive language to become a better writer. Because now, with generative AI imagery, the better we are as writers, the better we now are as graphic designers. I'm going to say that again because that is fundamentally a shift in human creativity. The better we are at being a writer, the better we are at being a graphic designer. And here's where this gets exceedingly interesting. Sora is text to video AI. Now, it's not available yet. It's only a matter of time. I don't know if it's days, weeks, months. It's less than years. It might be a year away. But our ability to get accurate, compelling, studio-grade video from a text prompt is going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. And the people making the most compelling videos are going to be people with their ability to articulate what a scene looks like in text. Now, if that's not a compelling reason to teach kids creative writing, to teach them writing to an audience, because text to video AI generation is an audience, and then in that being able to describe, here's the audience of the video you're creating, here's the purpose of the video you're creating, right? These are all like media literacy skills that are all incredibly important, but suddenly the better you are at describing those, the better video you're going to have. Now, if you have visual literacy, you can also get even more descriptive talking about placement of where images are. If we're following an off-road vehicle, is it an over-the-shoulder shot? Is it a point of view shot where like we're down like in the dirt? Is it centered? Is it symmetrical? Is it on the left third? And if you don't know why putting something on the left third is, you need to go Google like rule of thirds, watch a video, ask for crying out loud, ask ChatGPT to teach you what the rule of thirds is as a photographer, why it's important for video. Explain it to me like I'm a fifth grader and you will know in a minute why that's important. But the better you are at describing those visual things, the more visual literacy you have, the better movie maker you will become. The more descriptive you can be with emotions, this video should evoke a feeling of, the better your videos are going to be. So the better, if we back this way, way up, the better you are at being accurate, intentional, and creative with your writing, the better you are with text output from AI, with image output from AI, and very quickly with video output from AI. So this is an exciting time to be an educator where student writing skills can suddenly create images, can create whole bodies of written work that we can now tweak and interact with and get feedback on, and soon where we're going to be able to get video. And this is going to be happening. And so we absolutely need to be wrapping our brains around what this looks like to be understanding how we prompt AI video platforms for our students to be successful movie makers. Because it's no longer going to be, here's how to hold a camera. It's here's how to guide this AI bot to create your video for you. And then how do you do storytelling with that? It's a trip. Oh my goodness. But it's exciting. It is deeply exciting. And of all the times to have like an authentic, compelling, an engaging way to create writing with students, my goodness, like, this is a ridiculously exciting time to be creating writing with students for those reasons. So that is the soapbox. I will just end it here. My name is Bill Selleck. This has been me talking.